Father, this is our outcry, that we love you more than anything, more than things, Lord God, more than ideas, more than principles, more than concepts, other than that which adore or stand still in your word. Father, we lift you up this morning and we thank you for your manifold blessings and for your strength, Lord God, and for your encouragement in our hour of need and in our time of trouble. Father, we thank you that you have raised up a standard, that we might stand in the midst of our trial and glorify you. Lord God, that we might look at our storm and appreciate you, that we might stand in our tribulation, Lord God, and magnify your name. Because, Father, we know that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And we know that you have strengthened us that we might withstand any onslaught that comes our way. So, Father, we thank you this morning, Lord God, for your word, Father, which has the ability to strengthen and fortify and to bring forth and to manifest. So, Father, we thank you this morning that you allow your word to seep deep and down into our spirits and into our souls. Father, that whatever it is we may be going through this day, that we realize, Lord God, not by fiction or by something that somebody said, but by reality and by fact, Lord, that these things too shall pass. And as we flow forth in your spirit, Lord, let the very Shekinah glory of God come forth from our lives, Lord, that the anointing, Lord God, will destroy whatever yoke may be in our lives or might be trying to land itself or circumstance itself around us. But Father, we praise you today because we know, Lord God, that you called us and chose us to something great, to something supernatural. Lord, we're not going to be moved by what we see. We won't be moved by how we feel. We won't be moved by what we imagine. We won't be moved by what we hear. We'll only be moved by your word, Father, and by the moving of your spirit. So, Lamb of God, this morning we thank you. We praise you for your word, and we lift you up, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tom. Thank you, Will. Amen. If you have your Bibles, open up to the book of Jonah. Go to the first chapter and the 17th verse. We shall start. When you say, "This too shall pass," you have to understand that it's by divine appointment. You can say it and not believe it, but if you say it, you've got to believe and have faith in the words that you speak, because it's by divine appointment that these things too shall pass. The word of the Lord says, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." How many see that? It's important that you understand that something that I never paid much attention to was that Jonah was a type of Christ. You say, "Well, he disobeyed God." Sure he did. He ran from what he was supposed to do. Sure he did. How many times have you run from God? How many times have you changed your mind when God told you to do something? How many times have you said God told you to do something, and because it didn't go the way you thought it should go, you went another way? Amen. He did the same thing. But you have to understand something. And see, it says he was in the belly of the fish. What I like about this is it says God prepared. It wasn't a mistake. God prepared. What did we say? "This too shall pass." God prepared. The word "prepared" is translated "appointed." God, how do you know God hasn't appointed you to go through what you're going through? Think about some of the things you've asked God for, or you've prayed for, or you asked God to do. God can't do some of these things unless he gets you in the right position. So there's sometimes he's going to appoint these things unto you. God has prepared. Oh, you don't want to hear this morning. God has prepared a trial for you. God don't do that. Yeah. God has prepared affliction for you. Oh, God done prepared some tribulation or some trial for you. Why? Because you told God you wanted his anointing. You told God, "I want to be like Jesus." You told God, "I want to see the sick healed, the lame healed." those that are discouraged and despondent say, well, you can't get that without paying a price. God only gives you according to what you ask him for. I remember years ago, a lot of folks was praying, Lord, baptize me in fire. Now they're trying to figure out why the fire don't never go out. Because God's fire is an unquenchable fire. Be careful what you ask for. Amen. Ah, Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. The reason it had to put 3 days, three nights in there, because we know a day is as a 1,000 years to God. Therefore, he had to put an ending to it. That's why it said three nights, so that you know that it wasn't 3,000 years, it was just 3 days. But see, something that we don't realize a lot of times, that when Jonah was in the belly of that whale, when he was in the mouth of the whale, he might have been alive. But you have to understand something. If he is a type of Christ, he had to do what? Oh, he had to die. How many know God done prepared a place for you so that you can die? Die out to things that are afflicting you. Die out to things that are despondent you. Die out to things that are discouraging you. Die out to things that have you bound. Die out to things that are messing with your mind and stealing your peace. Die out to things that are trying to steal your joy. God has prepared a place for you. Your place may not look like a belly of a whale, but baby, if you stay there long enough, you will feel like it. Oh, Jonah, boy, he was in the fish. He was in the belly of this whale, and the whale swallowed him. And, you know, and we just assumed that because we heard him praying that he was still alive. Well, he might have been alive when he was in the mouth, but once he hit the belly, if you know anything about fish, they have a secretion in their stomach that destroys flesh. So you have to look at the miracle that's about to take place, because God heard his cry. Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. It's amazing how when we get in the midst of our mess, he become our God. Oh my God. I know I recognize him a whole lot more in the midst of affliction than I do when everything is okay. I hear him a lot easier when trouble is surrounding me than I do when I'm sitting back calm and nothing's going on. Well, if you ask God for something, if you pray and ask God to move in your life, to give you the ability to heal, deliver, to give you the gift of wisdom and the word of knowledge, these things come with a price. There's a well that's been prepared for you. It might be on your job. It might be in your home. It might be with some folks that say they're your friends. But you better believe God done prepared a well for you. It might be sickness, Rev, or it might be affliction. But God got a well prepared for you. He done appointed something to you. But see, one thing about when God appoints something to you, he's also giving you the ability to do what? This too shall pass. It's got to be in your spirit to understand that regardless of what you're going through, it's got to pass. It only stays as long as you stay in the mindset that you're in. As long as you whine and complain about what you're going through, it'll stick around. But when you start praising God in the belly of the whale, when you start thanking God in the belly of your whale, when you start worshiping God in the belly of your whale, you will find out that your whale sooner or later got to do what? Got to give you up. Because just like God appointed you to it, he will deliver you from it. But your attitude has got to change. Your disposition has got to change. And your mindset has got to change. You can't make it in the same mindset that you're in. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Jonah said, Lord God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest me. He was a type of Christ. Guess what you are? You a type of Christ. I don't know if you ever looked at it like that, but that's what you are. You are a type of Christ, a typology of everything that God is. That's why the word of God predestinated you to be conformed to the image of his son.
And in the midst of it, he said, don't, just because you're going through, don't look at these things strange. It's been accounted to you. Don't think on these things to be strange, the fiery trials that you're going to go through. You asked me for something, so I've appointed something to you. I can't take you the way you are, but as soon as these things get through working you over and you realize that you need me more than you need yourself, you'll get what you need from me. See, the problem is we haven't realized that we need God more than we need ourselves. We think we do. Well, glory to God. Go to Matthew real quick. We're not going to stay there. Go to Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 40th verse. I want to tell you what Jesus said. Jesus never met Jonah, as we know eye to eye. Or at least we think. But look what he said about Jonah. He said, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. See, Jesus recognized that the trial that he went through was appointed. I'm finna mess y'all up on this one. There's only one way you can survive an attack, and it's through Christ. Your affliction is through Christ. God appointed that whale. Who created the whale? Jesus became everything that he created. There was only one way that the man could be swallowed up into the belly of the whale, die, and be revived. Oh my God, y'all don't hear me this morning. Because the appointed whale the appointed whale was God's. Y'all don't understand, but a whale's skin is like flesh. If Jonah was a type of Christ, Jesus was what? He became flesh. Folks think the only begotten of the Father only happened in the book of Matthew. But Jesus became a whole lot of things. From Genesis to Revelation. So that he could do what? He could do the appointed thing and hold fast his people. Jonah was in the belly of the whale and Jonah was dead. But because his life was hid in Christ, in God, when God got ready for him, God had the whale spit him out. God says, son, bring Jonah back. He been in hell 3 days, 3 nights, and I've heard him because I've searched his heart and found out that his worship is sincere. His praise is sincere. His prayer is sincere. So God told the son to loose Jonah. Jonah was crying though. Can somebody do me a favor from now on? Can you get this mess cleaned up? I mean straightened out so I don't have to drag it all the way up the aisle. Don't worry about it now, Russ. Just another time. Appreciate it. Jonah was in the whale. Go back. Now remember, Jesus said, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Well, Jesus, the Father did what? The Father quickened Jesus. Jesus quickened the Son, and the Son was spewed out of the belly of the whale. Don't you know that whatever God has appointed to you, God is more than able to deliver you from? God is more than able to keep you in the midst of your trial. God can keep you in your tribulation. God can keep you in your affliction, because you may not realize this and you may not want to, but whatever it is you're going through, God appointed you to it because you asked him for something. Flesh is so used to getting, wanting something for nothing. You ain't never going to get anything from God without paying a price. Sometimes you think when God just opened up the windows of heaven and blessings just start coming your way that you got it free. But somewhere down the road, you done paid a price. You haven't received it free. You better believe that. Because God said you, the word of God said you will be tried like as unto a fire. But when God get through working you over, all the impurities shall flow from the bottom upward. And God will skim them off just like the potter. God said the potter, he tears down the pottery because it don't come out right. And he starts over again. You know how many times God done had to break you down and start over again? Because it was a what? A point of time. And you realize that this situation that you're in, it had to pass. Recognize that whatever it is you're going through, this too shall pass. Your mindset changes, this too shall pass. Your principles change, this too shall pass. Your ideas change, this too shall pass. The way you feel about things begin to change. Guess what? This too will pass. You'll find that whatever appointed place or whatever situation you're in don't have the ability to destroy you. All it can do is make you, because you're hid in Christ and you're in God, and God has given you authority and dominion over all things. You don't have to lay back and think that God ain't going to make you. You don't have to lay back and think that God can't bless you. You don't have to sit back and think that God can't move for you. All you got to do is believe God. Trust in God. Say, Lord, whatever this is I'm in, I thank you. Paul said it's just a light affliction. It's down how you look at it. If you think yourself to be dead, you're dead. Go back to Jonah. The book of Jonah. Well, glory to God. Look at the third verse. For thou hast cast me into the deep. See, you know what made him such a blessing? Because he realized how he got there. He recognized that he was there because of his disobedience. Baby, we don't want to recognize that we're in trouble because of something we did. Well, if they hadn't have done that to me, I wouldn't be here. If they had acted right, I wouldn't be here. If I hadn't been persecuted, I wouldn't be here. You there for a reason. Recognize it. Stand up and give God some praise in the midst of whatever it is you're going through. Come on, put your hands together and give God some praise. Oh, he said, thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. Man, he was sick. You know why he was sick? Because all the time he was saying this, he was laying there thinking, all I had to do was do what God told me to do. It's better to obey God than not. The word of God said obedience is better than sacrifice. I was standing up here one day, and I was going through a thing, and I was rebelling, and God said, I heard God speak to my spirit, obedience is better than sacrifice. I said, okay, God, I done heard that a lot of times. He said, let me make it plain to you. Life is better than death. Change my attitude, brothers, sisters. Made me realize that in whatever it was I was going through, God was in charge. The well that I was in, I was there because God had appointed it there. Because if he hadn't appointed a well to swallow me up, I would have stayed in my dilemma. I would have kept my attitude. I would have stayed in my disposition of disbelief or disobedience. But God said, it's time for the people of God to change. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jonah, boy, he was going through. He said, waters all around me, even to my soul. Even to his soul. God was doing what? Dealing with him. God wants to deal with you in the midst of your aggravation and your circumstances. But he can't do it if you don't open up yourself and allow him to do it. And realize whatever it is that you're in, you're in. and learn to give God praise. You know what? I'm not going to get to finish this. He said, the death closed me around about, the weeds were wrapped around my head. Man, he was going through. Now he in the belly of the whale. It's just like the rich man. Remember the rich man? Folks say you can't feel once you leave here. Remember the rich man? He said, Father, if you would let Brother Abraham dip his finger in a cool glass of water that I might taste of it. Guess what he had? He felt, he had emotions, and he had feelings, but he was dead. I'm trying to tell you something. You better do everything that you do. You better do it for Jesus. Jonah was crying out. He said, "Our death closed around about me. The weeds were wrapped around my head." Why? Because things will wrap around your head to try to stuffle out the mindset that God is trying to change in your life. That's why sometimes you're troubled in your mind and things just keep coming back and reminding you and harassing you in your spirit, in your mind, trying to keep you from thinking about the thing. Because see, the Bible says if you keep your mind stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Well, things come to separate your mindset from Jesus so you can't have the peace that you need. But I got news for you. If God appointed something to you, he done gave you the ability to withstand it. He said, having done all to stand, you got to keep standing. You can't look to the left. You can't look to the right. You can't depend on your kids. You can't depend on your cousins. You can't depend on your uncles. You can't depend on your husbands. You can't depend on your wives. You got to put all your faith and your confidence in Jesus. My God, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. You know how deep it is to get to the bottom of a mountain? I don't know if you ever watched them historic channels, but they show you when them guys travel down below the mountains, how they have to crawl on their bellies and some of the stuff they have to deal with. He was in a trial. But you first got to recognize where you are. Half the folks don't even know where they are. That's like me being on Hamilton and McNichols and telling Sister Valde, I need a ride. She said, where are you? I'm on 8 Mile in the Quinder. If she don't know where I am, how is she supposed to come rescue me? God don't know where half his saints are, so he don't know where to go rescue them. Oh my God, because we done got so caught up in who we are and what we think we are, we done become so selfish about things that we think we got. It's quiet in this house this morning. Oh my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. He went to the bottoms of the mountains, the very roots of it. And the earth with her bars was about him forever. As for the earth, the lion, talking about the lear bars, meaning he was surrounded. See, he didn't know just how blessed he was. While he was in this vision and seeing all this, he didn't realize he was surrounded with rock. Baby, when you vision yourself surrounded with rock, you know that Jesus got you covered. Because he is the rock, the chief cornerstone. So you might as well praise him. Because I don't care what you're going through. God got you as long as you be steadfast, unmovable, and you abound in the work of the Lord. God will keep you. God will protect you. God will meet your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You may be in the belly of a whale, but don't you know that just like he put you there, he has the ability to spew you out. God didn't get rid of Jonah and spew him out of the belly of his trial until he recognized that he was there because of something that he did. Oh, don't nobody want to hear that. We always want to blame it on the devil or somebody else. He was there because of his disobedience, not yours, not mine, not anybody else's. And when he come to that, see, it was him recognizing that and submitting himself to salvation when God said, spew him out. Everybody stand. I will finish this tonight, amen. I mean, though some of you may find this amusing, but every time I get up to minister these days, I'm ministering out of the belly of a whale. It makes me understand just how important this walk in God is, and just how important He is to our peace of mind, to the strength in our bodies, and to the very spiritual awareness that we need in our hearts. Most folks trying to minister from the mountaintops. Baby, you better accept your well experience and move on. Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. Whether you realize it or not, that's what Jonah was experiencing. He was about to know God in the power of his resurrection. Because that which was dead was about to be made alive. God hears your cry and he hears your prayer. So don't give up because things haven't changed yet. Don't give up because things haven't turned around as of yet. But hold fast your profession of your faith, knowing that God is more than able to do what he promised you he's going to do. Because see, nobody has the ability to make it happen but you.